You're listening to SBS News.
A protest dubbed Love is Stronger Than Fear was called by Alexei Navalny's allies for Valentine's Day. It called on protesters to step outside, shining their cell phone flashlights in what they said was an effort to avoid mass arrests, as at previous rallies in January. The demonstrators are calling for the release of Mr. Navalny and other political activists who've been detained in recent weeks. Last month, Alexei Navalny, an anti-corruption investigator and Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic, was arrested upon returning from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have rejected that accusation. As part of the weekend protests, people uploaded photos of themselves in small groups with lit-up cell phones in cities from Siberia to the Moscow region. Tatiana Prokopyeva, a protester from Irkutsk, joined in the protest even though she's currently living in China.
I hope you also had a chance to come out to your courtyard today. We aren't in Russia, so no one will stop us here. But I believe the most important thing is to act, even if it may seem like it's a small act. Let's be brave. I will return to Russia and will be brave together with you. In the meantime, this is our love and support from China.
Another couple, Sasha and Natasha, uploaded a video of themselves outside their apartment block in Moscow. Sasha says the Navalny case is just one among many.
We are outraged by what's happening in the country. I myself am outraged by the gross injustice of what's happening with Alexei Navalny. Here we have one specific person and one specific event around which people can unite. Sure, there is abstract dissatisfaction about everything around, but this is one specific injustice.
Meanwhile, several hundred Russian women held a solidarity protest in central Moscow, demanding the release of those they consider political prisoners, such as Alexei Navalny. The women chanted the protest slogan, "Love is stronger than fear," and held flowers and a white ribbon to symbolise peaceful resistance. They said they wanted to support Mr. Navalny's wife, Yulia, and other women who are widely regarded as victims of political repression. This protester, Dasha, says the fact that the protest took place on St. Valentine's Day was significant.
Usually it's considered that St. Valentine's Day is a celebration of love, with romantic things like flowers, roses, and so on. We're here to give a new meaning to this celebration of love, to say that love is stronger than fear. Because it is, and we express our solidarity with those who in these terrifying times and truly terrifying events continue to fight and love one another.
This lawyer, who didn't give her name, says she's upset that legal decisions are being made based on political expediency.
I'm a lawyer and I'm really ashamed to be living in a country where people are being tried in unjust courts. Where people are held legally responsible, not based on what they've actually done, but based on the political decisions of people in power.
Russian officials accused Mr. Navalny's allies of acting under instructions from NATO. Kremlin-backed TV channels warned the flashlight rallies were part of a major uprising around the world. State news agencies cited unnamed sources, saying a terrorist group was plotting attacks during unapproved mass protests. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who doesn't refer to Mr. Navalny by name, only as the person under investigation, suggested that Mr. Navalny is ambitious and thirsty for power, who's being used by the West for their interests.
Regarding the fact that people joined protests, and not only in support of the person under investigation, then yes, you're probably right, that's what happened. But you know what? This person under investigation is being used precisely at the moment when, in countries all over the world, including our own, people are tired, irritated and discontented about the conditions in which they live and their income.
The sudden surge in attention by the authorities is thought to be triggered by a two-hour video by Alexei Navalny's Foundations for Fighting Corruption organization. In the video, he alleges that a lavish palace on the Black Sea was built for President Putin through elaborate corruption. It's been watched more than 111 million times on YouTube since it was posted on January the 19th. Political analyst Maria Lipman says that's obviously raised concerns within the Kremlin.
You can no longer ignore a person who has become a nationwide political figure, even though, of course, he has been barred from taking part in political process, and now he's behind bars. Still, he was able to enlarge his the awareness of him among the Russian people. So I don't think there was ignoring him anymore, dismissing him anymore was an option.
The protests in scores of cities in recent months over Mr. Navalny's detention represent the largest outpouring of popular discontent in years and appear to have rattled the Kremlin. Alan Lee, SBS News.